Good morning and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church's daily podcast for Tuesday, the 8th of December. Today we're looking at how Jesus Christ was born to seek and save the lost. Today's Old Testament passage comes from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 to 13, and it comes at a time when Israel believes that God has forgotten his promises to them. However, as God speaks to Isaiah, he tells him to remind his people that the promise to bring his children home is just as valid as it was the first time it was said. This is Isaiah 49, starting at verse 8. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favour, I will answer you, and in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat down on them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up. See, they will come from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Aswan. Shout for joy, you heavens, rejoice, you earth, burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. The Christmas story is not primarily about the birth of a baby who would grow up to be a great moral teacher and example, although Jesus did all those things. Rather, it's the profound story of the birth of the promised Saviour, of whom Isaiah and the prophets spoke, who came to us through the most remarkable of circumstances. And as Jesus grew up, he showed us how to love other people in a better way through his constant pursuit of reaching the least and the lost. All the way through Jesus' story, we read of times when he met with those who the Pharisees wouldn't. He healed those who were left for dead. And as we heard yesterday, Jesus taught us that we should love our enemies. This radical way of living and loving was perhaps no more typified than through two stories of when Jesus mixed with tax collectors who were reviled in biblical times for their greed and cooperation with the Roman occupation. Firstly, the calling of Matthew to be a disciple in Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 to 13. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. A few pages further on in our Bibles, we read of another encounter Jesus had with a tax collector, this time a very small man named Zacchaeus. In Luke chapter 19, we read this. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, has he gone to be the guest of a sinner? But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay him back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The Pharisees saw tax collectors as sinners, perhaps even enemies. Jesus saw them as an opportunity. The Pharisees condemned tax collectors. Jesus forgave them. The Pharisees saw them as the least and the lost. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. As we continue to journey towards Christmas this year, let's respond like Zacchaeus did once he discovered that Jesus came to save him in his brokenness. This Advent season, let's open up our hearts to the transformational power of God's love for each and every one of us. And let's work hard to reflect this love four times over towards those who we meet in our daily lives. Let's pray together. Jesus, you came to seek and save the lost. And we recognise today that we are on an equal footing with the tax collectors, imperfect and lost. But we also come before you today with thankful and grateful hearts that you came down to earth and lived a perfect life to reconcile us to you. Give us the eagerness of Zacchaeus to want to encounter you, and help us to demonstrate the radical love of Jesus to other people in our lives. We ask this in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.